To rebuild our freedom, we have to feel confident in our ability to get our food, a confidence dependent on our breaking down the atomization and reinforcing our self-created interconnections, i.e., we have to begin working together parallel to and independent from, as much as possible, power, which many among us are starting to do or are already doing. I just heard the courage of our brothers and sisters in Turkey has inspired a like effort here in San Francisco. And the courage of folks working for Walmart, descending by the thousands upon its shareholders meeting, facing the fear of losing their livelihoods, fills me with hope. Our challenge now is to begin consciously building our linkages globally, to begin seeing what we do as moving towards, as building an entirely new society globally, one that replaces the current horror of a class-based ordering of the world with one consciously designed for mutual aid, help, health, and happiness. The confidence to begin organizing on the scale we need to win this thing for ourselves and succeeding generations, something we're not accustomed to doing, comes, I think, from facing reality. We have to trust our eyes, our mind's eye and otherwise, accepting all the evidence as presented, highly condensed by Galbraith, that the pattern is a weight that is sinking us all, and our responsibility to life as life is to redouble our efforts to remove that weight, which requires mobilizing on the scale at which the weight is being applied, i.e., globally. For profits to exist, we have to turn our back on our gifts, diminishing them for the shabby goal of reinforcing illusions. For in reality, good food, eating well, is or should be a joy supreme, and we owe those and that which provides it the same joy in their lives that we all prize. Dismissing this reality, conditioning us to relinquish it. On this, all the profits rest. The trashing of food, the trashing of those who get our food. If all this true worth were not driven down as low as possible, treated as nothing, all the so-called profit throughout all the other sectors would not exist. And we'll find in time that the collective efforts of most of the highly remunerated sectors, but trashes the planet in the name of conquering the earth. And this subsidization of devastation could not occur otherwise than by the diminishment of true wealth in our eyes. If you can convince us all that those who provide us our food, our joy, our happiness aren't worth much, then you can steal those products at cutthroat rates and use that pain to underwrite, fund all the cons power depends upon to finesse all the alienation and theft of the people's power, our true wealth, the earth's gifts to us all, naturally indiscriminate. To rebuild our freedom, we have to start seeing reality. And seeing reality requires outing power, understanding how it hides behind the lie market forces. Until next week, peace.